update the system development exemption program to reflect current administration by the Portland Housing Bureau, change income limits, and establish administrative rules.
Commissioner Salzman.
Read 614 also.
Okay, could you read them together?
614, change the homebuyer opportunity limited tax exemption program to remove homebuyer opportunity areas, modify income eligibility requirements, and clarify compliance process.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have two items that make minor modifications to two of our primary tools. My talking points did use the word to incent. I will change that to stimulate the private development of affordable homeownership opportunities for families that make less than 100% of the median family income. The changes are being proposed to both the home buyer opportunity limited tax exemption, also known as HOLTI, and system development charge, or SDC, exemption programs that reflect recent statutory changes made by the state legislature that removes previous geographic restrictions for the tax exemption program and requires it to now be offered citywide, and also to the revisions to the way household income is calculated. And the Housing Bureau has developed these proposed changes after soliciting significant public input from stakeholders, as well as holding a public hearing to receive additional feedback. And we have staff from the Housing Bureau here to answer any questions. And I think we've had some people waiting very patiently who wish to testify on this as well.
Okay, thank you. So staff standing by, not a presentation, but questions if we have them. And then are there folks signed up to speak on this item or these items?
Yes, I have one person.
Okay, please. Come
on. Justin Wood.
Justin, come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Justin Wood. I'm with the Portland Home Builders Association. I am also a home builder here in the city of Portland with Fish Construction, and I build a lot of homes and sell a lot of homes to families who are able to take advantage of both of these programs. I would like to speak on the proposed changes on the SDC exemption program and the limited tax exemption programs. But I would also like to thank the Housing Bureau staff for their outreach and work on this issue, as I was involved with them on the proposed changes. As a builder who utilizes both of these programs to help sell homes to families making at or below median family income, I just want to share some of my views on the proposed changes and their effect on the families that use these programs. I do believe both these programs work together to help increase home ownership at families making at or below median family income. The limited tax exemption program does have constraints. It is limited to 100 homes per year. And so, therefore, I am supportive of the changes being proposed by the Housing Bureau, as these changes will make it so that this program gets utilized by the families most in need of that program. However, the SDC program is currently not under those same constraints. It's not limited to 100 homes a year, or there aren't any limitations on that program. One of the proposed changes is specifically, which adjusts the income to family size, will eliminate families from the program who would otherwise qualify today. Family size, while some housing organizations do use that as a mechanism, it doesn't always tell the story. We recently sold a home to a single mother who was just a family of two. Her income qualification to take a part of the program under the proposed changes would be less than a family of four with two incomes. And you could argue that she needed the help more to buy a home than the family of four would. In conclusion, I wanted to say that I am supportive of the changes to on the tax exemption side, but I would ask council to ask staff to determine whether or not the changes have to happen on the SDC program as well, since it is not limited by the same constraints.
Do you have a suggestion for how the ordinance would be improved?
Currently, the way the SDC ordinance is done now works well, I believe. I do realize staff wants to try to have the same qualifications on both programs, but I don't. But by doing that, families will be eliminated from the program.
Thank you for taking the time
Thanks.
To be here. That's important.
Thanks.
Good to get some staff.
Yeah, could we get staff to respond to that nuance here? Excuse me.
Mayor Hales, Commissioner, thank you. My name is Andrea Mathiason with the Portland Housing Bureau. Thanks for hearing these items today. In response to Justin Wood's feedback, we would validate, you know, his perception that there may be families who would be unable to utilize the program. I think our response to that assertion would simply be that they would be unable to utilize the program simply based less on family and household configuration than on income primarily. And so we do use the tax exemption programs in conjunction with the SDC exemptions to maximize the amount of affordability that's provided to these first-time homebuyers. We believe that this precious foregone revenue in the form of these SDC exemptions should be targeted primarily to the households that need them most. And so wanting to, if you can indulge my bureaucratic tendencies here, to be able to provide a really concrete example around MFI and how that would play out, generally speaking. And so 100% MFI for a household of four is $69,400 annually. 100% MFI for a household of two, so presumably a single mother with one child, is $55,520 annually. And so if you allow that household of two not to be adjusted for family size, what that actually translates to is 125% of median for that single mother with one child. And it's our belief as staff of the Portland Housing Bureau that that family may be able to buy on the market without these subsidies. And so again, targeting the assistance and the foregone revenue to households who really need it most.
So do we have any guesstimate of the number of families that might be affected in a typical year by this change?
You know, I think I would defer to Dori Van Bockel on the demographics of the households who utilize the program, particularly that may be impacted by this change.
Hello, Dori Van Bockel, staff at the Portland Housing Bureau. Anecdotally, I could say less than 10% of the users of the program would be between that, you know, over 100 MFI, but still under the family of four MFI limit, the 69-4. But it's not necessarily saying that less families would be served. It just may be different families who are served, because then those units would still be available to more whom we are targeting with our programs at the Housing Bureau, which are the families under 100% MFI.
But there isn't a cap on the amount of SDCs we can forgive, correct?
That's correct.
So this is our money. It's parks money and border and sewers and transportation's money. It seems to me we should err on the side of offering more breaks, especially as Mr. Wood brought up, for the single mother with one child, or to, you know, under the household size of four. Otherwise, you're just encouraging. I just don't see why we would not continue the current practice.
Well, one of the other reasons that the Housing Bureau is proposing this change is to bring the way that the tax exemptions and the SDC exemptions calculate income into alignment with every other single affordable housing subsidy that the Bureau, city, and federal government provide currently. So this is an outlier in terms of how housing eligibility is determined.
Right, but it's the one that that only affects us. It doesn't affect the county or the state.
That's correct.
I understand the desire to have uniformity. I also understand the desire to target the resource. Does it create administrative hardship for the Bureau to have different guidelines for these two companion programs?
Yes. Yes, it does. It does make it more complicated, both for the users of the program, so the home buyers trying to qualify, as well as we have application forms currently, for instance, that cover both programs at the same time. So, I mean, it is an administrative burden, but that's not our main priority for not keeping them separate.
You know, Commissioner Saltzman, the Hulte proposal before us is effectively aligning our policy with the change in state law. And so that has broad support. The other proposal, I guess, as I sit here listening to this thoughtful discussion, I'm not sure I know enough to make an informed decision right now. There's a few things I'd like to follow up with. Would you consider setting that over a week so we can have further council discussion?
Yes, I think these are both first
no,
reading.
Actually, they both have emergency ordinances.
They're both emergencies. I have no quarrel with that, but could we?
Yes, I'm more than happy
just
to.
Just so we can have that discussion offline and just follow up with any questions.
And would that be just 613?
Yeah, the other one is pursuant to a change in state law that I actually was involved in the lobbying on that one, because there was a particular East County legislator who did not want the program only focused on distressed areas. And through a little bit of serendipity, that aligned, this change aligns with the city's opportunity agenda of building housings in strong neighborhoods and also developing neighborhoods. So
I'd be more than happy to set over 613 a week, and then if we can want to vote today on 614, that would be great.
I'm not sure that actually works, because the proposed income changes for the tax exemption program are also embedded in 613. And I think that, you know, should the way that the income be calculated on the SDCs remain the same, the Bureau may elect to maintain the same income calculation strategies for both programs.
So you want to hold both of them over for a week?
I think
the emergency clause so that it goes into effect right away.
Right, because for 100 of these units, they have both SDCs and LTEs in them, so we would be using different standards.
Okay. Right. Well, then we'll set both over for a week.
Take any testimony if there is any today. Anyone signed up?
We took testimony.
I mean, sorry, anyone else signed up?
Thank you.
Okay. Just Justin, who's the only one on either one. Okay. Then we will set these both over for 1 week. And thank you, Mr. Wood, for raising those concerns. Let's